Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. And every one of you. We're going to go right into the Word of God on tonight. I just been excited about what God is going to say to His people on tonight, and please excuse my voice because I've been preaching everywhere, preaching machine, praying and preaching and prophesying and just allowing God to use me. But my voice is kind of hoarse right now, but I'm going to still continue to do what God has called me to do on this Friday. Will thou be made whole? Prophetess Lori Mallory. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms 118 and 25, please. Psalms 118 and 25. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Psalms 118 and 25 says, O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are God, are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That's Psalms 118, verses 25 through 29. I often find my singing in this song, and one day I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, why do I sing this song so much? And even when I'm praising him, I always give a hearty adoration unto God. Blessed be the Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hosanna to you in the highest. Hosanna to you in the highest, God Almighty. Hosanna is a transliteration of the Hebrew word hosihana, which means to save or rescue, or designates the person who saves or rescues. According to Strong's Concordance, the suffix is used to express intense emotion. According to Strong's Concordance, Hosanna, 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 suffix is used to express intense emotion. While originally the word was used as a prayer of intercession, asking God to intervene and save his people. How many of you know that we need to be saved? There needs to be some saving going on right now in the midst of COVID, in the midst of all of this that is going on. The whole world shut down. Everything is shut down, including the church. Psalms 118 and 25 says, Lord, grant salvation. Lord, grant good fortune. By Jesus' day, the word had become a shout of jubilation, a statement of praise, because God has saved his people. We, as his people, need to be saved today. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my faith, turn from their ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive them of their sins, and heal their land. The Holy Spirit has spoken and said, I will save my people if you express intense emotion. Lord, save me. Save us, Lord. Look at this pandemic, God. Look what's going on, God. We can't hardly breathe. It's like life, as man call it, as the world calls it. It's choking the life out of us. We can't hardly breathe as like the devil has his knee in our neck. We know as God's people, as we cry out, Hosanna! Hosanna to you in the highest, God. Lord, grant us salvation. Lord, look upon us, Lord. Save us, oh God. There is more to this phrase in Matthew and in Psalms 118 than just look just to look at this word Hosanna in verse 9, Matthew, in the book of Matthew, he continues with the phrase, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which comes from, as in Matthew, the 9th chapter, which comes also from 119 and 26. This is a significant, this is very significant, people of God, according to the comments in the New American Bible and Psalms 118. It is a Thanksgiving liturgy that was used during a possession of the king and the people in the temple. The psalm recalls and celebrates how God faithfully responded to Israel's plea for assistance. Shebakusha. The psalm was also used as a blessing given to pilgrims when they arrived at the temple in Jerusalem. Gradually, this phrase saw its meaning develop as well, acquiring what Pope Benedict V in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, described as a messianic significance. Continue with this variation of this phrase from Matthew every time we participate in a liturgical response as we pray. We pray out and we cry out, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. God, save us, Lord. We need you, God. Hear our cry, oh God. As we continue on, and we continue on to pray, as God is calling us to pray, as we humble ourselves and we come together and we cry out together, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. And so doing, we recognize once again, as the crowd did on that day in Jerusalem, that Jesus is Lord, the promised one of God. Jesus is the promised one who comes back to save us. Our prayers have been answered. Do we know on tonight that our prayers have already been answered, that Jesus came to save us? And now, let us celebrate God's saving power and love for us. God, let us celebrate God's saving power and his love for us. His saving power. God never has lost his power. His right hand has never lost his power. His right hand has never failed us. And his love for us endures forever. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, what does it really mean? Hosanna means to save, please. Save, please. God, we have enough of this. God, we humble ourselves. God, we turn from our wicked ways. God, we hear you, God. God, we turn and we turn to you and look you in your face, God. Our hands are not out, God. Our hands are not asking for substance, God. Our hands are not out asking for material things. But we're looking you in your face as we seek your face and not your hand, God. Hosanna means to say, please save us, God. We look you in your face, God, as we seek your face, oh God. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. When it seems like everything is falling apart, it seems like everything around us is crumbling. It seems like the Lord is not hearing us. The Lord is not hearing me. God, I've been crying out, God. God, I need you, God. God, I feel so alone in this pandemic, God. God, I feel like you just left us, God, like you abandoned us, God. God, where are you? God, please save us, Lord. And grant us success. Oh, English, we know it as Hosanna. Hosanna. The original intent of the scripture is save, which we know Jesus came to save a lost and dying world. He came to save the lost humanity. Lost us, we are lost. And us who have been saved already, we need to cry out. We need to cry out, Lord, help us, save us, God, so that we can go back into the world and save those who are lost still. We need to go back so that we can cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. He who comes in the name of the Lord, Father, save us. Hosanna, that is viewed as a plea for help. Help us, God. Help us, God. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of wearing these masks. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of watching people dying all around me. Your loved ones, some of your loved ones have passed away from this. Some of our loved ones is on the way out. We don't know who is going to take out next. All we know is that we need to be saved. Yeah, mercy, I'm about to mercy, mercy, God. It's as if we're yelling, stop, like somebody's about to fire a gun or shoot you. It's like you got a gun to your head or to the head of your loved one and you hollering, stop. You're yelling it to the top of your lungs, stop. We use this when we understand the potential impact of something. Stop! The potential impact of something that is about to happen, and an act of surrender. In moments like these that we're living in, realize we cannot save ourselves, and we need to connect to our source of security. Who is our security? Jesus Christ is our security. The Holy Spirit is our security. He is the only one that we can latch on to. Not liquor, not beer, not sex, not each other. But Jesus is the one that we recognize and need to connect to as our source of security. And we need to connect quickly. Quickly. Like in a firecracker example, that security is the person with the firecracker in their hand. And our spiritual life, though security is in God, in its purest form, in its worship, as we feel we have to come to an end of ourselves and we need God to intervene. People of God, have we come to the end of ourselves? Knowing that we need God to intervene, that we cannot save ourselves, that we cannot end this pandemic on our own, that we cannot fix the White House, that we cannot fix the Black House, that we cannot fix our own house. We cannot fix our children. We cannot fix our spouses, husbands, wives. We cannot change it. We cannot fix it. Have we realized that we have come to the end of ourselves? Are we still walking around with pride, arrogance, disobedience, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God? Arrogant, boastful, proud. Children disobedient to parents, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Ever increasing in knowledge, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And we realize that we have come to the end of ourselves and we need God to intervene. Hosanna means salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my salvation. Are we grateful for our salvation? Huh? Are we grateful? Huh? Huh? Because it seems as if as we walk around and we look around that nobody's thankful that God gave his only begotten son, that he gave us another chance, that he gave us a way out, a means to life and a meaning to life. And he who has the son has life, and he who has not the son has not life. And it seems like we don't have the son because we act as hurting, where we're lifeless, no compassion. Where are we? Are we so far away from Christ? Are we so far away that we cannot recognize our Lord and Savior for who he is? Huh? Throughout different translations and edits, the original plea to please, please save us, which changed to a proclamation of salvation. Thank you, God, for our salvation. Thank you that you bled and died on the cross for my sins, for the sins of the whole world. Please, Lord, save us. Please give us success. This is the only time this plea is used right after that in verse 26 of Psalms 118. There's a shift from concern to confidence. See, we have to shift, people of God. Not being concerned about this pandemic. Not being concerned about what's going on in the White House. Not being concerned about what's going on in our lives, in our family lives, in our home situations around us, and everything seems so chaotic and out of sort and out of place. We have to shift from concern to confidence. Are we confident that God has this? That God is here to save us? That God is here to turn this situation around? Hosanna, God, to you in the highest, Lord. Please save us, God. I know you're here, God. I know you hear my plea, God. I know you're coming to rescue us, God. I'm not, Father, guessing. This is no guesswork, God. I know, God, my concern has turned into a complete confidence in you, God. I trust you, Lord. I have faith, oh God, that you're going to save us in this hour, in this time that we are struggling. Uncertainties have arisen in our hearts and in our minds and in our emotions. Not sure if we're going to live for one day or the next. Am I going to wind up in a hospital with COVID? Am I going to be out of oxygen, out of breath? But the Lord giveth breath and he takes it away. COVID don't have anything to do with it. I hope that your shift will come tonight, that you will no longer be concerned, which still means concern is the same as worrying. Concern is the same as I'm focused on my problems. I'm focused on everything around me. I'm fearing. I'm walking in fear. I'm walking in anxiety. I'm walking in frustration. I'm uncertain. Everything is unknowing to me. I don't know anymore. I don't even know if I'm saved anymore. I don't even have that confidence in God anymore. Oh, people of God, where are we? Where are you? Your worries and fears have overshadowed and taken over. You have no longer have any confidence. No confidence, definitely not in Jesus. So if you have no confidence in Jesus, you have no confidence in his preachers. You have no confidence in his prophets. You have no confidence in the apostles. You have no confidence in what is going on around you, that God has already worked it out. And we have nothing to fear, people of God. We are his children. We are the ones that look up to him, and he look up to us. We are his beloved children, and he cares for us, his beloved. We'll do anything for his beloved. We'll change our lives. Keep us in the midst of all of this. Provide our needs. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. This is a great example of faith and a demonstration of the shift from the Old Testament to the New. Today we hear songs like the ones described in the opening read scriptures in the New Testament, where Hosanna is used as a term of adoration and praise. And this is how we thank God. This is how we show God that I'm confident in you, God. This is how we show God that I trust in you, God. This is how we show God that I have faith in you, God. That nothing, Lord God, is going to turn me around. Nothing, Lord God, is going to snatch me out of your hands, because revelation that I proclaim, that I speak to have been speaking to my friends and being a light and being a thought, going to quickly turn into quicksand, and I will drown in the midst of this. Oh, God, I will not put your name to shame, God. I will not, Lord God, oh, God, tell my friends that, oh, I trust in you 1 minute, and the next minute, I don't. I don't. I'm scared, scareder than a rabbit. I'm scareder than a cat backed in the corner. I'm more afraid than a dog with a tongue diminished. My fears have increased. And my love for humanity is daunting. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna was used on Palm Sunday. We know Easter Sunday when we get those palms. Do we really know what it means? Or we just gather them up. We tie it in a nice bow tie and a nice bow. And we put it on our mirrors in our cars. And we put it on our walls. And we fight over them in church as they handed them out. Or they said, take one. You take five. You take 10. Oh, you want to make sure you get one for grandma. You want to get one for mama. You want to get one for daddy. They don't even go to church. But make sure you bring me some palms, baby. Do we really know what they mean? Huh? As we collect them, as we gather them. Huh? Jesus was the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, praise God, Hosanna, for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God, Hosanna, in the highest, in the highest. And this was the emphasis that was added. Praise God, Hosanna, in the highest. Heaven. Many people view this as a proclamation of a new salvation. Palm branches were placed at Jesus' path and marked the beginning of what we celebrate as Palm Sunday. This occurred before Jesus was arrested on Holy Thursday and his crucifixion on Good Friday. Hosanna is found in the New Testament. And if we read the New Living Translation as quoted above, we will miss the references to Hosanna. The New Living Translation translates Hosanna to praise God, to see thee. You will need to use other translations like the King James Version or the ESV. You will find Hosanna and these scriptures in the New Testament. Matthew 21:9, the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Matthew 21:15, but when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Mark 11:10. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. John 12:13. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. The use of Hosanna changed and ushered in a new era. If we think to the shift from Psalms 118:25 to verse 26, it is interesting to note how the use of Hosanna changed. There was one documented plea, and then the focus shifted to the faith of the salvation that was to come. So Psalms 118:26 started a new era, saying, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus continued in John 5:24, which states, verily, verily, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Hosanna exemplifies man's transition from pleading with God for action to thanking him for action taken. It shows the true impact of Jesus' act. At the cross, we must shift. We must shift. In God, we say, oh, there's a shift taking place. There's a shift taking place. We must shift from being concerned to having complete confidence and thanking God for what's already taking place, even though we don't see it, even though this pandemic is not over, even though what's going on all around us, even what's going on even in your own life. Thank God. That's knowing that God has already saved us. That's victory at the cross. Victory has already been won. Hosanna depicts two places of spiritual well-being. As you can tell, there are two completely different usages for Hosanna. One use is pleading for help, while the other is just showing gratitude for what was done. Pleading for help, and the other is showing places of spiritual well-being we all find ourselves in. I want to emphasize that these two are separate places. One is not better than the other, and one is not level to reach the other. They are just two places that we often find ourselves. We are either crying out to God for help, or we are thanking God for what has been done for us. We are in a better position as a result of it. People of God, where are we in the time? Hosanna, when we say Hosanna, we need to recognize that this is a time of worship and prayer. Hosanna in the highest is used when we acknowledge Jesus for his ultimate sacrifice and what it means for us and mankind as a whole. This may not be something we often say out loud, but we can think it in our minds and feel it in our heart in times of worship. In your quiet place of prayer, in my quiet place of prayer, we may find comfort in just saying these forms of Hosanna out loud. Hosanna, Hosanna to you, Lord, in the highest. And the biggest takeaway from this is the understanding, now that we understand what Hosanna means. The biggest takeaway from this is the understanding that even if we are in that place in life where we are pleading, we should acknowledge that is it a form of worship. It is a form of worship. Not a lack of faith as we're pleading out. Just like how we give praise and thanksgiving, this is a mindset shift that will empower us to connect with God and worship and prayer more often, now that we know what Hosanna means. Hosanna to you, God, in the highest. No matter which side of the spectrum you are on, we can approach God through prayer or worship the same. When we are at that place of feeling like we are failing or like we can't go on, we can plead with God. Please hear me to me, God. Please show me something new, God. This is the original use of Hosanna. This is what Hosanna means today. Please hear me. Please, God, talk to me. I need to hear your voice, God. I plead with you, God. I heard the preacher, God. I heard the prophet. I heard the sermon. But, Lord, I need to hear your voice. I need you to talk to me, God. Please show me something new, God. I'm sick of this the same old stuff. I'm sick of, Lord God, what I'm feeling here, the same old feeling. God, please show me something new. And on the other hand, when we are connected with God and feel like we are overflowing and we shout praises, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. You are so good, God. You are mighty, God. Thank you for my life, God. Thank you for making a way for me, God. Thank you, Father, for showing me the way, God. Thank you for keeping me, God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving me. Thank you for having mercy on me, God. Thank you, God, for delivering me, God, from alcohol. Thank you for delivering me from drugs, God. Thank you for delivering me from myself, God. My attitude, my bad attitude, God. My anger problem, God. My temper, God. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering me from homosexuality, God. Thank you for delivering me, God, from crack, God. Thank you for delivering me from this marijuana that I'm smoking today, God. And I'm using it as an excuse. That is medical wear marijuana. I got an issue, and I need to smoke. Thank you, God, for delivering me. I don't need nothing and no one but you, God. All I need is you, God, to make a way for me, God. I thank you, God. This is the proper use of Hosanna. A prayer of thanksgiving. God, I thank you for times that I do not know my next step. God, I thank you for bringing me back when I thought that I was going to faint and I was going to quit and give up. And you sent somebody to tell me right at the nick of time, God, that if you faint not, you shall reap your reward. Don't give up. Don't quit. I thank you because your word says to trust you. Somebody at the nick of time, at the right time, said, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all my ways, and I shall direct your path. The words that said, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your requests be made known unto me with thanksgiving, and I will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I will give you the peace that surpasses all of your understanding if you keep your mind stayed on me. Thank you for the words that says that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge, bringing every one of my thoughts into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. And when my obedience has been fulfilled, then I can avenge others' disobedience. God, I thank you for reminding me that I am already healed by your stripes, that Jesus was stricken and smitten and bruised by our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace is upon him, and we are healed by your stripes. Thank you, God, for reminding me to love everybody, to treat everybody right, to esteem each other higher than myself, God, to look on the affairs of others rather than my own interests, God. Thank you, Father, for teaching me your word. Thank you for telling me that, Lord God, if I, Lord God, walk in unforgiveness, God, that I would go to hell. Thank you, Father, for reminding me to forgive everybody, God, even my enemies, to love them, to do good unto them. Thank you, Father, for telling me that I need your fruit in me. Love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, long-suffering, self-control. Thank you. Thank you, God. This is what Hosanna means. Thank you, God. I appreciate your word, God. It tells me, oh God, that love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not boastful and proud. Love is not rude. Love does not demand to have its own way. Love does not keep the wrongs of others. And if I have not love in me, I'm just a sounding brass, a clinging cymbal. Someone making a lot of noise that I could prophesy. Prophecy would cease. All these things will pass away. If I lay hands, if I prophesy, if I even give my body to be burned. Thank you, God. Hosanna to you in the highest. That's what Hosanna means. Trust you. I thank you that I do not have, that I do not have to know everything. And that you are my source, God. That when I'm depleted of my income, when I'm depleted of everything, God, you are my source. I thank you that you empower me with your spirit. You empower me, God, when I'm connected to you. Because you are the vine and we are the branches. Thank you, God. Hosanna. 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 Hosanna! Hosanna! And this is the hope that we bring to those that are lost. Hosanna! To save, to rescue. To rescue you out of the pits of hell. And I appreciate you, God. I love you, God. And I know that you will rescue me. Because I'm grateful to you. And I trust you. I trust you with all my heart. I will not die. I will not faint. I will not give up hope. I will lean on you, God. And I know that your right hand, your saving right hand, the the resurrection power is still available to me today. That the blood of Jesus, the blood still power, has never lost its power. It still saves, it still heals, it still delivers. So today, people of God, you have a new meaning of what Hosanna means. That when we go down on our faces, we fall down on our knees, we can say, I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are an everlasting God. You are a faithful God. You are a God who loves me and cares for me like none other. Nobody can love me. Nobody can do me like you, Jesus. Nobody, 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 nobody. God bless you all. As we in the highest, blessed is he, comes in the name of the Lord. God bless you all. The lines are open. You have something to say if you need prayer, if you need ministering to, you may come forth at this time. You have to unmute
dial
your
one.
Line. I mean, you have to dial one, please. You can come in the queue. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor E.
God bless you, woman of God. Awesome word, as always. Light that fire. I don't know. You started out hoarse, and your voice seems to be getting stronger the more you minister. So bless
praise
you.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Minister Terry, come on in. Welcome to Will You Be Made Whole?
Amen. And good evening, beautiful family. I was just saying, my God, amen, and glory to God for your voice healing as you were speaking. This has been awesome teaching on you gave it Psalms 118:25, Hosanna, in the highest praise, my God. You know what? Prophetess Laura, you said pleading for help and showing gratitude for what he has done for us. And you know what? I just raised my hand because I know I have been in both of those, crying out to the Lord. But we have to, I love what you just said, we have to just trust in him through this pandemic. He has kept us. And like you said,
that's
he is the one that's keeping the breath in us. Awesome word, awesome teaching. I was just saying, my God, all glory to God. This has been an awesome word, and I receive it. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you, my sister, and love you. Keep doing
love
it.
You
keep
too.
Bringing it.
Love you too, Mr. God. Terry. I thank God for you. Love you much. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. Minister Rosalind, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole?
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E, and good evening, all the Now Network family. And Prophetess Laurie, I just want to thank you because you gave a mighty, mighty powerful prophetic word. And I tell you, I really needed to hear it tonight. So I just wanted to get on and thank you because sometimes
God
we
bless.
Need the word to help us to shift, you know, so that we don't get too concerned with all this that's going on. And you know, we have to always lean on our confidence, knowing that God has it already handled. So I just want to
Amen.
Thank you. I got on tonight. I've been telling my sister, Minister Terry, that I'm going to get on and catch you. And praise God, he blessed me to get on tonight. And I tell you, you have blessed me, and you have reinvigorated me to keep on keeping on. So praise God,
praise
and thank
God.
You so much. Okay,
you're welcome.
God bless you all.
God
no, bless you
sister.
More.
God
bless you more, woman of God.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. You. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got a couple more minutes? Come on. You may be out there and you don't even know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior, but you've heard something tonight that has been exciting. Is there something moving inside of you and you want to know more? You're why we're here broadcasting. You dial one. We have a green room that prophetess can speak to you offline. One of our team members can speak to you offline. You can come and find out and get your starter kit tonight and do just like we do. Serve a
Amen.
Living God who is willing to save you, transform you, and renew you right now by your confession. So don't feel shame. If you're here, dial one. Come on in. Anybody else that would just like prayer or just like to talk to the prophetess or maybe need a word for this season? Dial one. This is that time. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole?
Yes, Lord, I'm here, and I will be made whole. I'm already whole. I am complete.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am complete. I've been made whole, prophetess, Lord. I am complete. I'm full. Complete, whole.
Praise God. Thank you, God.
I've been made whole. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, my
sister.
Guess what? You said something about being on your knees. You know where I'm at right now. I am on my knees by my bed.
Praise God.
I am on my knees by my bed saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Thank you, God.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one that comes in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hosanna. Save us.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, save us.
Oh, you call the coast side. Close on what she. Yes, Lord. We need to call on the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need to call on him. We need to call on him. He's not going anywhere. He's right here. He's right here. He said he'll never leave us. Nor will he forsake us.
Thank you, God.
When we the one that turn away from him, we go in our own direction. We do our own thing. We say what we want to say. We do what we want to do. We go where we want to go.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus is right here. When you was preaching, I could hear him saying, tell everybody that's this. He's right here.
Yes, he is.
He's right here. He says, say, tell them. Tell them I'll never leave them. Nor will I forsake them. Oh, Lord, thank you tonight, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
He's not going to leave us, prophetess, Lord. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's not.
He knows all. He sees all, and he's all knowing. He knows about the pandemic. He knows about the COVID-19. God is still right here. I can hear him saying, I'm here.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm here.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, he said, I'm here. Trust me. Put your trust in me and not in man. We must trust God. Trust him with everything that is with us. Come on and let's trust God tonight. That he will uplift this pandemic. He's going to uplift this pandemic. Not what we want to, but what he sees, he's going to do it. Hey, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, prophetess, Lord, you brought a word. I know we sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we say that enough is enough. But God got it in control.
Yes, he does.
God got it all in control.
Yes, he does.
We better thank God. Pandemic cannot come nigh us. Pandemic cannot come nigh our dwelling. We've been given
thank
angels charge over us. We're in the secret place of the Most High God. Y'all need to hear me tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank the Lord, Jesus.
When you call on Hosanna, I was right along with you saying, Hosanna, I jumped out of my bed and I'm on my knees right now calling, Hosanna.
Thank you, God. Hosanna.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Want somebody to open their mouth and call him. Say,
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Let's call on him. Hallelujah.
Somebody need to open their mouth.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hosanna.
Thank you, God.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm on my knees, y'all. I can't get up right now. God said, get out of that bed and get on your knees. Oh, Lord, every knee must bow.
Oh, my.
And every tongue confess. Papa's love. Papa's love. You call on
yes,
so
much.
And I'm going to say,
thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, for my
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Will somebody say Hosanna? Come on, open your mouth.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
And say Hosanna. Lift your hands like the prophet said, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Hey, Lord.
Hosanna. Cry out, cry out.
I cry out to him right
cry
now.
Time.
He said, cry not as fair, cry aloud as fair not. Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
You're not the Lamoche. Oh, Lord, I told my niece the other day. She say, I am sick of this COVID-19. She say, I need a vacation. And I text her back. I say, thank God we got a roof over our head. We're not sick. We're not dead. We're not in
thank
jail.
You,
oh,
yes.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, oh Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. We're not sick.
You,
we're not in jail. We're not in the hospital. We're not dead.
Thank you, God.
We want
we're
to
grateful.
Hurry, God.
I'm grateful,
but
God.
God
I'm
is
grateful,
God, that
God.
We can't hurry. His timing is not our timing. Hey, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm grateful to
yes.
you, God.
Thank we
you,
thank yes, ma'am. We
thank
grateful
you, Lord.
To him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we're grateful to him.
Thank you, God.
Let's
yes,
be
we
thankful
are.
To
yes,
him.
We are.
Grateful,
let's
God.
Be thankful
thank
to
you,
him.
Father, God. Thank you, God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Bless your holy name, God. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Hosanna to you in
the
highest, God. Hosanna to you in the highest, God.
Yes, come on.
Save our children, God. Save us, God. Save us.
Save us, God. Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name.
The weeping father. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, we got a
yes.
new call. We got another caller just dialed in. Area code 843, last 4-5-5-7-2. Come on, will you be made whole? Get in this anointing with us tonight. Eric code 843, last 4-5-5-7-2. You're live on Will You Be Made Whole?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise the
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the praise on tonight. I thank God for the pastor. I thank God for each and every one on the line. My God, my God, my God, I thank God for the woman of God. Oh, my God, what a word, what a word coming from the Lord on tonight. Oh, my God, that was an awesome word. The Lord know what we need. We need that word on tonight. That was a right time. That was a right now. On time word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just enjoy the word of God coming from you on tonight, woman of God. Oh, my God. That was
thank
awesome.
God.
Talking about Hosanna is the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you, God.
Be to God that we need to cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when
thank
we
you,
cry
Jesus.
Out to him, hallelujah, he will hear our cry. Hallelujah. Because he told us that we can call upon his name. Hallelujah. And he will
thank
answer
you, God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
He said he will be with us in time of trouble. So
whatever's
going on, God said he will be with us. We will never be alone. He will come and he will deliver us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
God.
He is right there by our side. But he wants us to cry out tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hosanna. Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I just enjoy the word of God. Hallelujah. Coming from you on tonight, woman of God. Continue on and let the Lord use you. Glory be to
thank
God.
You,
awesome word.
God,
God
bless
you and each and every one on the line. Be encouraged because God is with us. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
But he doesn't want us to cry Cry out to him. Hosanna. Glory
thank
be to God.
God.
Pray my spirit in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Thank
bless
you,
you,
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Come on, there won't be one more caller that has a comment or a request that you would like to petition right now. Come on, dial one and get in the conversation. Woman of God, as always, you lit the fire. We will be made whole by the word of God. And as we continue to speak the word of truth, the word that does not feel comfortable, but it definitely will set you free. Thank you so much for administering and allowing God to use you in such a mighty way tonight that our lives have been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Go ahead and give us any closing remarks, what you got going on in your region, what we can do to help, and pray us out of here. Bless you.
Praise God. I just want to just emphasize, let us not be concerned, but let us be confident. No more concern. Concern is the same as worry. Fearful, fretful, brings anxiety and stress. And stress brings on sicknesses, illnesses, and causes us to wind up in the hospital and with all kinds of diseases. This eases. And so we want to have confidence in God and knowing, rest assured in our spirit and our minds and our souls. As I'm here in Hartford, Connecticut, and I'm watching, you know, people in the streets and stuff, that we need to be about our Father's business. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we need to help these people out here because they don't know Christ. They don't know. They don't know that they have a hope and that they don't know Hosanna. They don't know anything about God rescuing them. But we have to know, and we have to go and tell them that they have somebody to rescue them, to save them. And so if you have the means and you would like to sow into this ministry and helping the homeless and the poor and the needy, my Cash App is $Lauri, L-A-U-R-I, Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Or I have PayPal, which is Lauri Andrews as well. Or you can Walmart to Walmart, Lauri Andrews. If you need my number, to call me, 860-616-8002. So, because I'm doing a great and mighty work here in Hartford, these people need to be fed, they need toiletries, they need socks, they need soap, they need washcloths, they need toothbrushes, toothpaste, they need it all. And they need to be fed because they have no place to lay their head. There's so many homeless people here, and I need all of your help. Oh, God bless you. As we trust God, as we have a place over, a roof over our heads, and a place to sleep, we realize and recognize how comfortable we are in our beds. Know that we have a place to take a shower. Know that we can wash our hair. Know that we can cook and eat whenever we want to. And a place of warmth and air condition and all of those things that God has provided us with. So if you desire to meet the needs of God's people, you can call me 860-616-8002. God bless you all. And let's remember to have faith in God. And let's cry out and call on Hosanna, who is in the highest, who comes in the name of the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you all, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that it has empowered your people, God, that, Lord God, we will change and we will be the better for it. We will not complain, not ever. We will not, Lord God, get tired. We will not quit. We will not even think about it, God. But we will go on and up and upward in our calling, God, and knowing, God, where is this? Where am I going to end up in the name of Jesus? Only those who endure to the end shall be saved, God. And we thank you, Father, for reminding us that you care about us, you love us, and you are here for us. And we are your awesome, beloved children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless Pastor E as he continues to work and take care of those out in the street, as he continues to do outreach, God, reaching out to those that are lost, God. Continue to bless him. As we, Lord God, get and continue to sow into his ministry, God. And Lord God, we just thank you for him. We thank you, Father, for him lighting the light and shining the light in a lost and dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless
amen.
Each and every one of you.
Blessed. Enjoy your evening. Bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me.
Yes. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be
my hands, take my feet, take my heart, Lord.
Thank you,
speak
Jesus.
Through me.
Speak to me.
Lord, you can use anything. And my prayer tonight, our prayer tonight, Lord, is that you use us. Use us for your glory. We are instruments. Let us be tools in your hand. Oh, hallelujah.